Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu says Swachhata Abhiyan has brought unprecedented change in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights India's commitment to set global benchmarks in food sector. Deputy Chief Minister Dia Zeliang underlines the need to transform working system of the state departments. An All India Football Federation renames Junior National Girls Championship in honour of Dr. Dial. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu said Swachhata Abhiyan has become a nationwide campaign in the last 10 years and has brought unprecedented change in the country. She was addressing the Safai Mitra Sammelan in Ujjain today. The president expressed happiness that many cities of Madhya Pradesh have been declared as Safai Mitra safe cities. During the second phase of the Swachhata Bharat mission, which will run till 2025, we have to achieve the goal of complete cleanliness, she added. President Murmu also honoured 5 sanitation workers in the programme. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the government is committed that the country sets global benchmarks for innovation, sustainability and safety in the food sector. In a video message on the first day of the World Food India 2024 in New Delhi, Modi said, India has a vibrant and diverse food culture and farmers are the backbone of the country's food ecosystem. He said the government is supporting farmers with innovative policies and focused implementation, highlighting the importance of progressive agricultural practices, strong administrative frameworks and cutting-edge technologies. Modi said the government has initiated wide-ranging reforms to transform the food processing sector as well as creating a strong ecosystem of modern infrastructure and robust supply chains. It is also focusing on empowering small enterprises, the Prime Minister added. Over 90 countries, 26 Indian states and union territories, and 18 central ministries and allied government bodies are participating in a 4-day-long World Food India 2024. Deputy Chief Minister and Minister in Charge of Planning and Transformation Department, Dia Zeliang, today highlighted the need to transform the working system of the state departments for the development of Nagaland. He was addressing the Revi meeting of developmental activities with administrative heads of departments and heads of departments at Kohima, calling for prompt submission of various proposals by all state departments. Zeliang directed them to strictly comply with the timeline in the calendar of action for developmental activities 2024-25 issued by the planning department. He also reminded those yet to submit proposals for developmental activities funded under state plan to do so immediately. The practice of granting planning clearance retrospectively will no longer be entertained, he added. Zeliang further stressed on timely submission of departmental programs proposed for the succeeding financial year so that the planning department can conduct proper analysis and make sectoral outlay for optional output. He also noted delays in submission of required information by various departments and urged all departments to streamline their data management system so that queries can be addressed within minutes. The Deputy Chief Minister appealed for cooperation and active participation from all state departments. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has taken several key decisions during the first 100 days of the third term of the NDA government. Recently, the government approved the modified Pradhan Mantri Jaiv Intan Vadavaran Anukul Fasal Avashesh Nivaran Yojana. The scheme aims to provide remunerative income to farmers for their agricultural residue and address environmental pollution. With amendments in the scheme, financial assistance is available for advanced biofuels and preference will be given to new technologies and innovation in project proposals. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. In a bid to promote cleanliness under the ongoing Swachhata Hi Seva campaign, Kohima Municipal Council, in collaboration with Swachhata Bharat Mission, organized a street play today. The play was performed by the Drama Club of St. Joseph's Autonomous College, Chakama. Deputy Chairperson of KMC, Krele V. Chusi, urged the community not only to clean their homes, but also ensure that their surroundings are well maintained. Meanwhile, Woker Town Council organized a poster, essay and poetry competition for students of classes 9 to 12 today, in line with the Swachhata Hi Seva campaign. The event saw participation from 8 schools and winners will receive certificates and cash awards during the culmination program of Swachh Bharat Divas on 27th of October. The National Institute of Electronics and Information Technology, NELIT Kohima, kicked off its two-day Mega Job Fair 2024 across its centers in Nagaland today. Addressing the inauguration event, NELIT Kohima Director L. Lanuwapang underlined the importance to reskill and upskill in an evolving market, particularly as automation and artificial intelligence continue to reshape industries. He urged aspiring young professionals to stay agile and future-ready by adopting the new fields of work. Reflecting on the traditional preference for government jobs in Nagaland, Lanuwapang encouraged participants to broaden their horizons and consider private sector opportunities with equal fervor. The job fair is seeing participation of 15 prominent employers from sectors including digital marketing, software development, automobiles and telecommunications, offering over 1,500 opportunities within Nagaland as well as in Tier 1 cities across India and abroad. The anti-sexual harassment cell of Mount DE College, Woker, organized an awareness workshop on gender parity and sensitivity in educational institution yesterday. The workshop was a collaborative effort with Saki One-Stop Center and District Hub for Empowerment of Women, Woker. Resource persons included Financial Literacy Specialist, THEW, Dr. Rena Penny, T. Murray, Case Worker, Saki One-Stop Center, Thungpenny Kikon, and Medical Officer, PHC, Jugitung, Dr. Thungdeno Murray, who spoke on topics of gender parity and sensitivity in educational institution, legal aspects and consultations in case of sexual harassments in workplace and mental health hygiene and anemia. The All India Football Federation, AIFF, is officially renaming the Junior National Girls Championship in honour of the first captain of India's Olympic football team, Dr. D.R. The decision was taken during the AIFF Executive Committee meeting and the Annual General Meeting on the 10th September in Hyderabad. In a circular relaying the decision, AIFF Secretary General Anil Kumar P. said the rechristening is a tribute to Dr. Diao's exceptional contributions to Indian football. Nagaland's Paralympic medalist Hokato Hodoje Sema today was accorded a warm welcome upon his return at Dimapur Airport. He was greeted by a large crowd of local officials, supporters and well-wishers. Sema said, despite challenges including injuries and illness during the competition, he remained focused on his goal to win a medal for Nagaland. He thanked all supporters and expressed pride in representing the state on a global stage. Sema, who hails from P. Vihoto village in Akunaka, Newland district, won the bronze medal in the men's F-57 shot put at the recently concluded Paris Paralympics 2024. And now it's Twenty News. Here are the headlines again. President Draupadi Murmu says Swachhata Abhiyan has brought unprecedented change in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi highlights India's commitment to set global benchmarks in food sector. Deputy Chief Minister Dia Zeliang underlines the need to transform working system of the state departments. An All India Football Federation renames Junior National Girls Championship in honour of Dr. D.R. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.